Service at the counter has been reduced to just 2 hours a day from 2 to 4 in the afternoon. Shortly after 2 on Thursday, July 23rd, the line reaches from the counter to the far side of the building. Martha Smith is near the back of that line and has been waiting already for 15 minutes.
I came to the post office a couple other times this week and saw the long line and didn't have the option of staying. So, I'm here today.
You're committed today, all right?
Yeah.
And for the line haul.
Even though it seems counterintuitive if we're being asked to socially distance that we have this huge assembly of people standing in line waiting for service.
Further up the line, Angel Jones and her husband Michael have been waiting for about 20 minutes.
We're kind of waiting for boxes from Anchorage, and we don't want them to get sent back and have to deal with that, so yeah.
Any thoughts about having to go through this to get your mail?
I just feel really bad for the person who has to do this by themselves, and I just hope that they get help soon because, yeah, I'm sure they're at their wit's end.
Mail is delivered to post office boxes at the facility. There's no home delivery here, and customers have to get their packages over the counter. Petersburg's postmaster referred questions to a Postal Service spokesperson. That's James Boxrood, who says the facility is normally staffed by 4 people, a postmaster and 3 employees.
Over the last month, we had one of those employees retire, another one of the employees resigned, and then the third employee actually has been out on leave. So we're definitely short-staffed there, and that's been part of why we've had the shorter hours.
Normally, the Postal Service would fly in someone from another community to help out, but during the pandemic, it's been hard to find someone willing to travel.
We do have a couple people in the works. They're current postal employees that are transferring from their home office where they're at now to the Petersburg Post Office. But to be honest with you, it's going to be a few more weeks until they get there, probably about the middle of August, by the time all the paperwork's done and they secure the moving information, you know, whatever they have to do to be able to move.
Another person has been hired, but likely won't be on the job until early September. Boxrood apologizes to customers and says the Postal Service appreciates their patience.
We're doing what we can to try to get that postmaster some relief up there so we can be open up for longer hours during the day. We realize that it's been tough. Through this whole COVID thing, one of the things we're seeing in the Petersburg area is an increase of parcel volume. You know, people are ordering more online. I know the PSDs came out early. People got their stimulus checks, so there's a lot of online shopping. And we're seeing parcel volume close to the Christmas volumes. So it's definitely made for some really hard work for that postmaster up there, trying to keep it all together.
Wait times can be better closer to the end of the 2-hour counter times. Postage can be purchased online, and local residents have also taken to social media for solutions to lessen the crowding. Reinforcements are expected in the middle of August and early September. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.